Okay, I
Yeah.
should come tell you I had a little problems with my laptop
Okay.
and so I have a little less time to complete.
Okay.
Is it recording? Why? Does it not work anymore?
The laptop.
I'll tell you what works.
Okay. You can't work.
Hungry. Project manager.
Yes. Yes.
You're our project
Your project manager.
manager.
Welcome to the conceptual design meeting for Real Reaction. Hello again. It's the same as the last time. Also this time there will be three presentations. And we must reach a decision on the remote control concepts. And at the end, when I finish it off, I have some info from a master class I visited. I have some information.
Doing there. Master. He's a master.
The concepts on where we must reach a decision on are from are of two sorts: component concepts and user interface concepts. The first one is really about the total package with well, we have decided to do the with the touch screen, but there needs to be a case around it so it won't be as breakable. How about the energy? Can you reload it or just batteries which you must exchange? The user interface concept with the type and the supplements, so where to put what button. And I would say, Jens, can you begin?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. At the end, I will take notes.
Okay.
At the end of the minutes, we'll be at the shared table.
Let me see. I think it's this one. Ha. Right. Well, I'll be talking about components. What I did was I reviewed previously used items by two different age groups, below 45 and above. And I just watched what the differences are and checked, well, what do we want and how can we aim at the target group. Well, what I found was that senior citizens, sorry, it's okay. They like more they like the traditional materials like wood and such, more wood and chrome. And they like the straightforward shapes. They like luxurious styles. Whereas the young and dynamic, they like more soft materials. Think of the Teletubbies, for instance. Soft and fluffy and colorful and, well, shapes are curved and round. You get the picture. And they like sports and gaming, and it gives them vitality. Well, first.
One little question
Yeah.
About the material.
Yeah.
A soft material for a remote control.
No, I'll get to that.
Oh, okay.
You'll see. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
First off, let's start with the energy. I had a choice between a few different sources, but the two basic sources that I found were the best possible were a battery versus kinetic. Or kinetic, that's when you move something, then it gets energy. I figured, well, that's kind of high tech. When you have a remote control that, well, when you pick it up, it has power. That would be actually very nice, I figured. But we could also use a battery that's a
Yeah,
bit.
but when the power gets low, you have to shake it or
Yeah,
something.
you just have to shake it around a little bit.
Yeah.
And then it has some more energy. Well, you could just go for a battery, or you could go for both.
Have you considered the option of using a solar panel?
Yeah, I actually did. But the thing is about solar panels, you have to have light. Well, sunlight preferably. And you could use normal light, but you wouldn't get the same amount of energy that you would from a battery or something.
Yeah.
For ultimate use of the solar panel, you could use solar panels, but you'd have to implement them into the remote control, leaving you a bit less space for the interface.
Yeah,
so
less space.
So it was actually I figured that. Well, seeing that you'll always be within the distance of the TV, and from the TV there comes a whole bunch of light. So it would actually power itself from the TV, but you would just take up all the space and you wouldn't have the full amount of power actually used.
But
so
you prefer Kinetic?
I prefer Kinetic because it's, the costs aren't that much higher, and it's just a bit more high tech than a normal battery. I mean,
yeah, but you don't move a remote.
No, but well, you pick it up and you press buttons and.
And that's enough to keep the energy level.
Yeah, well, actually it is,
okay.
And if it isn't, you just shake it a bit and it would power up again. But
what
like I said, you could use a battery that you just keep on recharging whenever it moves, and for rest you just juice on the battery.
Okay.
And when the battery doesn't work. Usually shake it too, so.
Exactly.
Exactly. Thank you, Tim.
Well, furthermore, I checked the cases. We have different options concerning the cases. You simply had a basic standard model that was kind of square, and I figured that was a bit boring. So we could go for the single curve or the double curve. A single curve, it's just it's just a nice curve, but you could go in a double curve, and that's like several different dimensions. That gives you a whole new
dynamic look.
Yeah, that gives you a younger and more high-tech look, I figured, but that we'll discuss it later.
Are you going to draw it?
What? You want me to draw?
Yeah.
In 3D?
Yeah.
I can't imagine.
I could show you. Well, let's say let's say that's your standard.
These are. Mm-hmm.
That's a bit your standard design,
mm-hmm.
But you could actually go like something like this, and then. In 3D effect, you could go. So you just. Yeah, this is a bit difficult. I didn't take a major in art. You know, but you could have a whole new. The back.
Okay.
The depth you could just
okay.
Play around a bit with. You don't have to use standard.
Okay.
A
little artistic.
Yeah, you could. At least more space for creativity.
Okay.
It might be an idea, but just plastic versus rubber. You could choose what's better, plastic or rubber. I prefer rubber because it feels
it's soft.
Yeah, it's soft and
that's
I like soft.
The younger people want,
yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I mean plastic also has that cheap feeling to it. Like plastic, I usually associate plastic with. Something that's cheap, but that's maybe just me, but we could talk about it later. Furthermore, buttons, the traditional or a touchscreen, well, we discussed it in a previous meeting, so I figured I'll just leave it at LCD. And a chipset, well, if we are going to use traditional buttons, we could go with a simple chipset, but if we decide to go on a LCD screen, we have to use an advanced chipset, and that would bring the necessary costs with it. So that's something we have to keep in mind. If it isn't manageable budget-wise, we'd have to go over to simple buttons.
Well, I think we're going to sell 10 million of them. So I bet a big company in Korea or Taiwan, like Samsung,
can
give us. Big discount on the chips. So
yeah, probably.
Usually chips aren't more expensive than $1.
Yeah, probably, but
so
But yeah,
that
shouldn't be that big an issue. Well, I just had I put a big summary here, so we could discuss it a bit. What are your ideas when concerning battery versus kinetic?
I think you should use kinetic as a backup.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah,
you
combination.
You use the battery and charge it up with kinetic. When you pick it up, it charges up.
Like an accu.
I know.
It's like the watch from Psycho.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I would prefer both.
Yeah, both.
Combining.
Oh, okay. Well, that would bring some more costs, but I mean, who cares, right? That's the project manager's problem.
50 cents battery.
Yeah. Well, 50 cents. And then we have single curve versus double curve.
Maybe I have something in my presentation to cope with that.
Okay, no, we'll just wait. And plastic versus rubber.
Rubber. Isn't it possible to make a combination? What kind of rubber is it? All bendable when you work, so you let it sit there around.
I figured it would be rather than
rubber casing.
This is a casing, yeah, rubber casing, because. Well, if you're using a touch screen, it's just the casing around it, so you could go for plastic, but I figured I would choose rubber.
Maybe I can ask it right now, the question that I have, is it possible, is it necessary to make a touch screen square? It isn't, I think.
I don't know.
I think touch screens are generally square, but it's the case you put around it that makes a shape. Yeah, okay, but if you have a square LCD screen, and you put a case around it that has like bulbs or that covers part of the LCD screen.
Yeah, that would cover it. That would solve the problem.
It's customizable.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So what are the opinions? Rubber or plastic? I prefer rubber.
Yeah,
me too.
Okay.
Yeah, you can. You sure?
Well,
you hesitate a bit.
As long as it's firm and you don't say. It's not bendable or something. I think that goes too far.
Yeah, it shouldn't flop over when you hold it. Yeah. No, the chipset will hold it firm in place, and an LCD screen will.
It might even bounce back when you drop it.
it might. traditional versus LCD. Well, I figure we all set on that. And then also the simple versus advanced. Well, I figure if we go for LCD, we should have advanced.
Yeah.
So that shouldn't be a problem. Okay, well, that's my...
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Can I
do your thing.
Bring expert, Matt. Okay, last week I went to Paris and Milan for some trend watching for marketing. Our research and development department and I went to Paris and Milan. In Paris and Milan we asked different people differing in age and in income the amount of money to spend. What they like in design and material nowadays. Findings. Our main audience, so that's people below 40, prefer the following. At first, the colors of fruit, very basic colors, like Janos explained. Fresh colors, green, red, strawberry red, yellow, banana yellow. considering material, they like spongy material, SpongeBob, like soft material. Janos mentioned it also. I think he did some findings himself. you weren't in Paris. Okay. Like this, like big,
flashy
colors,
yeah.
Fresh. It's nice, I think.
Okay, our secondary audience, people above 40 years in age, they like the dark traditional colors, materials like wood.
Yeah, but wood is not a material which you build a remote from.
Oh, you could.
No.
Just
never seen one. No, okay, but just a wooden
case.
Look.
Oh, yeah. Look, yeah.
Like you have those fake
tables.
Fake panels on the floor. That isn't wood anyway. Okay. But that's our secondary audience, so
yeah.
We decided to take the people below 40.
Yeah.
So this doesn't apply. Okay, the third. There are some overall thoughts about new remote controls. They have to look fancy. They should be technological innovative. That means there have to be fancy things in. And easy to use. But that's common. My personal preferences. We have to aim at our main audience. And therefore use fresh colors.
Would you prefer that you can choose the color of your remote control?
I'll come to that in a second point. Here, think about removable covers, as seen in a mobile telephone market. Customize your own remote control. Like the Nokia, removable covers, just put a red on it and go to the shop and buy a green one. Third, material being used could well be stuff like rubber. Two advantages, it fits within the current market trends and it adds safety to your remote when you drop it. So, to come back to your question, I think, and the people in Milan and Paris also think that the rubber should be pretty hard, like seeing on regular mobile phones. Actually, they have a lot in common, the phones and the
I actually saw a phone that you could use as a remote.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe you could use your remote as a phone.
Hey,
yeah, remember
that. Yeah, exactly. And my second sheet of personal preferences. We have to reconsider the speech function recognition. It's very innovative.
So if you say SPSS and it goes to...
Yeah, like something. You can see that a market is just screaming for new technologies like speech recognition and stuff, but we have to keep the cost in mind. But it can be very expensive. Okay, second, building games like Snake or Tetris to amuse the younger users. Also, the link with the mobile phones.
Yeah, but you don't use the games when you're watching television.
But you don't use games when you're making a telephone call. Just the same.
When your parents are watching some boring program, you can take your remote and do something else.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
When you're at college.
You take your remote to college with you.
You also take... you take your iPad and go playing games. Yeah. Well, I do that, but... Okay, and... at third, I stick with it. The login functionality with the slogan "Take parental control to a new domain." That's
very
it.
Nice.
I agree.
Interface contents.
Well, it's just a simple PowerPoint mockup. I want to make it more dynamic for you, so I'll draw it there. But the main concept is take one big touchscreen, always display the primary buttons clear and visible, maybe even like this with uses of a lot of space, and make the menu structure changeable. So if you press system, multiple system options can maybe 5 or 10 or 1 can fit in. Or maybe even a step further when you want to have some other options that are not programmable with one horizontal button, then other buttons can maybe displayed here if that's necessary. And how do we want to look at that's a remote look. Well, you've got a holder in one hand, so the middle, like all remotes, has to be a little bit small, so you can put it inside your hand. And some remotes you can use with your thumb, but I think that's too difficult for this one. So you can make it broader here and here, and maybe use your thumb on the main buttons and use your other hand on the menu structure. So here are going to be the program buttons 1, 2, 3, 4, etc. And the volume control and program control maybe. And down here, this could be one big LCD, the menu structure. So you can use it in this way. One thing you've got to keep in mind, keep the remote clear of too much functions at the same time. Know that if you are changing the menu structure here, I still believe you should keep displaying the buttons, but if you are programming the color of the TV, do not display 20 other options that are possible. Just keep it as simple as possible. And do not use too many levels. Do not have to select a screen first, and then brightness, and then color, and then plus, and then push plus 20 times. But just in one button if possible. And you all know the TV levels, channel 1, 2, and when you get to 10 and want to go back, you have a problem. Just most modern TVs, you press 1, 0 and it goes to 10 and not to 1 and 0 after that. So it's a button less. And things like teletext, put them in the menu, things like
what do you think about a back and forth button?
I thought I was trying to tell it. It's a volume plus and minus, and this is program plus and minus.
That is for going from 4 to 5.
Yes.
But if you go from 2.
Or if you're watching Studio Sports on 17,
yeah,
and your
two.
Wife is watching some soap on 2,
easy.
Well, yes, I think that's a good idea. But, my preference would to be put it in the menu structure. And if you're using that button a lot of times, well, of course, the menu will still be displayed on the screen. You just don't have to play games in between. But if you're really switching between two channels, you won't have time use the other options. I already told that. That's my conclusion.
Okay.
I think we can discuss a little about the three kind of revolutionary things Tim came with: the parental control, the games, and the voice recognition. There's not too much decision on that one, so. I think the parental control is a good function to put in the remote. I don't know how you think about it.
Well, I agree, just put it in the menu structure somewhere.
But
properties, parental control.
What I see, how I see it is, you put it on the remote, and then you have like a Windows logon screen with parents, children. When you want to use a parents option,
it has to be fast. You don't want to go down and watch the news at 8 o'clock and turn it on and wait 20 seconds for the logon screen and remember your code and all kinds of settings.
No, but I think most people find it much more important that their children don't watch sex or violence on the television and wait 10 or 15 seconds longer so they can finally watch it. Because
you may use like Windows XP simple logon just push one or two
push parents,
and if you push
then
parents
then you have
to log in.
Go the 3-digit
and if you
log in like 213 and that's it.
And if you push children, you don't have to
automatically,
but you can watch children's shadow. Okay.
I don't know if it's worth the time and effort we're going to spend on it. Because it's a simple function, but it's going to take a lot of resources, a lot of time into programming, because you'll have to start working with the profiles and such.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure if it's actually worth investing that much time and effort.
Well, I think that there's a big market for it because you read many times in magazines and kind of stuff, and you read on the news that they believe that children are influenced by television, and we're aiming to below 40 years, but there are a lot of people below 40 who have children in young age, and who want them to not watch violence or...
Well, maybe some idea on that.
Yeah.
Just make your remote a this,
yeah,
but make an option to insert profiles. Because if my
granddad
would buy this remote, he wouldn't want to bother with all the things to do. Just make it an option menu, install profiles or something.
Yeah.
That's
a better idea?
Yeah. It just has to be when it's delivered out of the store.
Yeah.
It has to be just simple and plain.
Yeah.
If you want to install it personally, if I got kids and I could choose between two remote controls, one
with and one without,
with parent control and one without, I would buy the one with.
Some question I have about how to incorporate it, but you're thinking about some channels they cannot see, but what I think all the standard channels and only maybe after 10 o'clock in the evening violent films and movies will come, and maybe some timing will be needed instead of channels, because if you're watching I don't know, you're in a day cartoons will come up, or maybe Friday night, I don't know.
And yeah, maybe it can work with ShowQ. You can control your video recorder with ShowQ. When you take in the number, it will start and end recording, but maybe there's some option that the kind of ShowQ numbers are violent and that they are blocked out.
Yeah, the disadvantages of this is that somebody will have to send all the ShowQ numbers.
Yeah.
Programs that they do the remote and have to help
have
to decide.
Yeah, but that is possible.
It's possible.
Well, if you want to, if we incorporate the parental control, let's say we do, whatever a child just goes up to the TV and presses up, for instance.
Yeah.
Well, nobody is stopping the child from checking the channel.
Well, yeah, you could say if parental control is on, it will go from 40 to 60 with that data. Yeah.
Oh, I'm not sure, because for that to happen, you'll have to receive a signal from the remote control, so it would have to be constant signaling.
Yeah.
But what may be better is to incorporate a separate device that you can program with the remote control, and that provides parental control, for instance. And that's just an optional device. So this is besides the remote control, you'll have a separate.
I wouldn't put it in an optional device, and then it becomes too much, I think.
Yeah.
If we do it, we must do it in the kind of way you said, like profile, parent profile, family profile, and otherwise.
And you know, when you install another device, children can still go up to the TV, pop open the thing, and.
Yeah, that's true, but same happens when you have remote.
Yeah, of course.
So
but
only difference is the people buying the remote control will now get the added feature of parental control, and those
Yeah.
people wouldn't unnecessarily want it.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah, okay. But it's
piece.
just an added feature.
Okay, and what do you guys think of the games and the voice recognition? I personally think that becomes too much.
Well, yeah,
It's more like a gadget than functionality.
You may also have mentioned that it's very popular to use voice recognition.
Yeah.
But I don't think when you're watching TV and hearing loud noises from
Yeah.
the TV,
Yeah.
someone screaming, "Ah, one!" and your the channel switches. And yeah.
Yeah, like voice recognition is too much, I think.
Yeah.
But in games? Ah, games. It don't.
I can see games.
You can't
Yeah.
put it on the chip anyway, so.
Yeah.
That doesn't,
That would
as long as it isn't a primary feature of the remote, it doesn't
Yeah, that doesn't cost a lot of extra
Okay.
resources.
So that will that must be an end, you think?
Yeah, that would be nice.
Okay. So the games are in it, the voice recognition are not, and parental control are
Optional.
Yeah,
optional?
it's in it,
But how we do it?
I think so, but
Well, I think also it's a good idea, but it's very difficult to incorporate, so we should make it too complex. It's some menu function, you choose parental control, and maybe profiles will emerge when you put it
Yeah.
on. But how it's gonna work,
Yeah.
will be important.
But will there like the first ID from you can buy it without and with parental control, or are we going
Well,
to put it in and just
I think the best would be to put it in and make it a menu option you
Yeah,
can
to put
pull
it
up.
in always.
Yeah?
Yeah. And you can just when you buy it, you can select personal preferences, parental control on, and the password or
Yeah.
something.
Well, I don't know. I figured if you had two different remotes, you could choose one with a receiver in it, so you could actually easily build in parental control, but it would be more expensive. So in that way, you could make a cheap model and an expensive model. Could I make the simple model and the deluxe model, for instance?
Oh, that's it.
Yeah, but TVs aren't capable of sending.
Yes, they are.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I thought they were just
Yeah.
Yeah, you have
able
some
to
TVs
receive.
and
Yeah,
you
some,
Yeah,
but
but most of them,
Yeah,
no.
that is true.
Well, maybe you just have to restrict it to one program, so the parent says you cannot watch channel 7, 9, and 10.
Yeah.
And you cannot watch all channels after 10 o'clock, and there's just some middle clock in
Well,
the
yeah,
angle.
you could
Just some
easily,
rules.
Yeah.
you could easily do that with the remote control, but you still have the problem about the television itself.
No, no, it's very simple. I assume some of that remote will have a clock in it,
Yeah.
so the remote doesn't transmit when it's after
Yeah, okay,
12 o'clock.
but on the TV,
Yeah.
at least my TV,
There are.
is a compartment which you can press. And
Yeah.
there are buttons behind
Yeah.
it,
Yeah.
which you can use
Well,
if you don't have a
Google is very blunt, that's not our problem. Just have the parents buy some
Yeah.
glue and
Yeah.
it's not part of the remote.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, that is true.
Yes.
Yeah, you could
We make
go
it
like yeah,
ourselves
that would
very
actually make things a lot more easy. We could
Yeah.
just blame it on television.
Yeah.
Make it their problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, I figure we could do that. Yeah,
Yeah.
no, sure.
But
I'm not sure what marketing thinks about it, but
I have to consult my legal
Yeah.
advisor.
Okay, so I think we have decided on the things that from Jan is the energy, the combination between battery and kinetic. The case will be double curved and rubber in a flashy, fruity color. With cover is removable. The buttons will be touch screen, but there may not be too many buttons. And in the menu structure, there must not to be 5 minutes to go. Too many levels, and it must be easy to use. The parental control will be incorporated, but it must be not too complex, and the games are in it. So, I think we have decided. Okay. A little more.
Oh, I have one thing left.
Yeah.
Maybe for Jeroen.
Yeah, I'm listening.
The fuse. maybe it's handy to build in an expert view and a simple view.
Like a mode or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like expert view you have.
Yeah, but you have that in the.
What I was thinking about is just a menu structure. When you don't use it, it's simple.
Yeah.
And when you push system properties, entire list pops up with all kind of stuff you can pull.
Yeah, okay.
It's already incorporated
yeah.
a little in
well
that concept.
You could actually build in a function that you can program it yourself for a more advanced user.
Yeah, which buttons do you
Buttons do you want to in it? Because you can you can like build on a back forward button, and somebody would just want to watch two channels.
Yeah, just leave the other numbers away.
Okay.
Yeah. You could have people want
to. We take it to the other meeting, okay?
Okay.
I have a little little chat to do, and then we finish. I went to a master club, and two things are can come in handy for us. First thing is we talked about knowledge management, knowledge engineering, and the fact that that the idea of knowledge and sharing and learning knowledge from other companies and so like that. it's very hot at the moment, so it's mostly for the management expert to look what other
marketing.
Or did I say
management?
Oh, just talking about
yeah,
myself.
Okay, come on.
What other companies do also with the marketing campaign when they put on a new remote, just some import export. And another one.
Benchmark.
There are benchmarking. That's the one I saw. Okay. Another thing is there was a survey and it came out that people like to buy things from a single large provider instead of those who are partnering with us. So we must bring it as if Real Reaction is a. It's a big company, a trustful company, and
I know a marketing name for a product.
Okay.
R to the third power. R3, Real Reaction Remote.
I had another idea to put the whole idea of Real Reaction and a single brand and that kind of thing. When you put on the remote, you see a kind of just like when you telephone, you see a little animation. Real Reaction Remote. And now with the motto, we put fashion in electronics, and then you go.
Yeah, okay, but it has to be like a second because
yeah.
you have to put in a code also. And
you can show somebody a logo for 0.5 seconds; they'll still remember it.
Yeah,
yeah.
And it'll linger on every time you see it.
The idea from this thing is that we must present it as we are a single large provider who will stand on our own.
If you have an LCD screen, you can have a small logo at the bottom, and you could just stay
that
there.
Spins
yeah.
around.
Yeah, that
yeah.
spins
yeah.
around or something.
Also, but we are.
It's just like a globe.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's something.
Okay,
like
but
small icon.
Think about that kind of things. That's what they said in the masterclass.
In
Geneva. Next meeting starts in 30 minutes, so maybe you can go to Paris and Milan once again.
Who gave you the masterclass?
The masterclass.
Oh no, baby.
Friend Mander.
Okay, thanks.
Very special. Next session. ID, the industrial development center, the user interface, will work together on a prototype, and we'll drawing it on the smart board. So that's a kind of new thing. And the marketing expert will be keeping busy with the product evaluation, but the most specific instructions will be sent to you by email.
So we're going to work together right now.
Yeah. This is what I heard. I
masterclass.
Not in the masterclass.
Yeah.
So you just wait for the specific instructions. And, but I think it was a very very good session, gentlemen.
Okay.
I will thank you all.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you too.
Give me a good evaluation.
Hey guys,
you
well success.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers. See you in a half hour. But keep an eye on your
yeah.
laptop.
because I saw something about individual actions.
Yeah, but there's still the Maya instructions that you will work together.
Yeah, here or?
That's not my problem.
Stupid manager.
Project manager always works alone.